This is Paloma, and we're here at the Casbah in San Diego with co-pirate
Pirate RC, and we're gonna talk to Andrew from Monsters Are Waiting. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks.
Story. Once upon a time, there was a band called Monsters Are Waiting.
Oh, God. They toured the country for 3 weeks and started to think they didn't need to sleep anymore. And, no, I don't know how to complete that story, really. We're just a band of friends that got together and write songs and do what we love to do. That's the whole story. There's nothing that exciting about it.
So how's the tour been then? How is it ending up in San Diego?
The tour's been great. I don't know. I think last night should have been the end in L.A., but nothing against San Diego, but... It felt more climactic. It was a bigger show. But the tour's been great. It's been really fun. We went to a lot of places we hadn't played before, which was exciting. We went to, you know, Montreal and Toronto. Shows in Canada were actually the best shows of the tour. LA was fun last night. New York. But yeah, the Canada crowds are, you know, just, they're far more into music, I think, than they are over here. Which is kind of the same in Europe, too, so.
Alright, so here's one of my classic questions. I'm sorry, Rabia, but I'm going to do it again.
Okay.
I've been thinking a lot about microwaves lately. I don't know why, but I've been obsessed with microwaves. So many of my questions involve microwaves. So I'd like you to create a recipe for me. What ingredients could I cook together in a microwave to get Monsters Are Waiting to pop out when I open the door?
I would say popcorn, marshmallows, and a little bit of hot sauce.
Very good. So a salty, sweet, spicy snack.
Those are the good things in life, in case you didn't know.
What song is stuck in your head most often?
Oh, God, it really changes. Lately, it's been R. Kelly, I'm a Flirt. Every time I hear that song on the radio, I can't get it out of my head, because it's so good. R. Kelly's a genius, I think.
Do you own any of his videos?
Trapped in the Closet, of course. Hip-hopera, dude? Come on. The new episodes, I actually don't own it, but I've seen it. And the new episode, have you seen it? Have you seen any of it? Oh, honestly, you really need to check it out. Trapped in the Closet, it's his hip-hopera. It's brilliant. The fact that he even, like, thought of it as an idea and it exists and it got made is incredible.
So... we have a question about your name, Monsters Are Waiting. So I want to know actually just how you came up with the name, and then we also have a follow-up question from Paloma.
Yes, what are the monsters waiting for?
The monsters are waiting for a lot of things. The context of the name, I mean, honestly, it came from, you know, we write all of our songs pretty much, for the most part, together in a room just playing, you know, which is how we wrote most of this record. We've been doing some new songs a little different, but the first record we just wrote all together in a room playing, and some of the, like, the roots of the lyrics kind of just come, like, Anna will just sing melodies. Sometimes it's in another language, sometimes it's, like, you know, actual words. And she just started saying that, and I don't really know why. And it turned into the name of the song, because it was kind of the chorus. And then you know, we needed a band name really bad. We had booked a show in hopes of, like, it forcing us to figure out a band name because we weren't having very good luck. And then, so we just ended up naming the band after this song. And you can, you know, interpret what the song's about, I guess, on your own.
If we took you out to karaoke, what would you sing?
I almost never do karaoke. Because I don't, well, A, for one reason, I don't drink anymore, so, you know, you can't do karaoke if you're not drunk. I guess you can, but I personally can't. but I would probably sing, what would I sing? I would probably sing Prince, Kiss, and I'd stay falsetto the whole time.
Would you care to give us a sample of that at all?
Oh, God. Hell no. Are you kidding me? That'll be forever archived on the interweb somewhere, and somebody will dig it up and use it against me. I really can't sing. I sing very little backups here and there, but...
That's okay.
It's all right.
Yeah, we...
So we were noticing when you were loading in your equipment that you had some vegetable oil.
Yes.
In your trailer. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we'd like to know, is soybean oil?
Soybean oil. Our bus runs on vegetable oil, and we basically just got done doing 10,000 miles of driving on this tour on probably one tank of diesel, which is pretty awesome. That computes to about $70. We spent in gas total. So there's more to the story. It's, you know, that being said, we spend most of the, you know, when we're not driving and not playing shows, we're usually like scrounging around behind restaurants trying to find the used vegetable oil. And, you know, it's pretty nasty, but it's, I kind of like it now. It's kind of an adventure. And, you know, this time it was actually a lot easier. We're getting better at, like, you know, what stuff to put in our tank and how to find it. But yeah, it's awesome.
So, since you guys were touring for this long together in a relatively small van, I mean, considering, you know, you're traveling for that amount of time, were there any fights or any real-world type situations that happened?
Oh, totally, yeah. Annalie actually quit the band in Vancouver. There were several cocktails involved in that whole thing. But, oh, God, I wish I had... I wish I had some of it on tape. Like, it was, like, some serious real-world shit. She was, like, ramming me in the leg with her suitcase and... And, you know, yeah, there was a whole scene at the hotel. Fuck you, and fuck you, and you too. And then I was getting texts. Fuck you, you fucking asshole, I'm going home. Stuff like that. And so that was exciting. Needless to say, she didn't quit, and the next day it became a reunion tour, so we started the reunion tour the next day.
It's very in vogue right now.
Yeah.
The Police and Monsters Are Waiting.
Yeah.
And Van Halen.
Yeah, exactly.
Van Halen.
David Lee Roth is going to rejoin Van Halen
again.
Yeah.
Again.
So what do you think about that?
I back Diamond Dave all the way. Yeah. Fuck Sammy Hagar. That guy sucks. David Lee Roth is out of his mind. I like him. He's actually one of the first, like, my mom took me to all my first concerts, and they were all really good. I'm kind of dating myself a little bit, but the first one was the Jackson 5, like their last tour, I think. I think it was after the first Michael Jackson solo record, but they did like one more tour. And then I saw Queen, which was awesome, and Van Halen. So.
what three musicians or artists or writers, living or dead, would you like to sit down and not have a drink with, maybe just talk to?
Probably like David Bowie or maybe even Leonard Cohen. Leonard Cohen's a pretty cool dude. I'd be into talking to him. And I already mentioned him, but I'll say Prince.
You told us about the first concerts you went to. What was the first album you bought?
The first album I bought? One of the first albums I had was Queen, News of the World. And probably like Zeppelin 2 or something like that. I was into Led Zeppelin when I was really young. I still am. After that, I don't know. I used to buy like 45s and stuff. I'm trying to think of some stuff I had. And probably like punk rock albums. You know, when I started buying albums, I think I was kind of buying punk rock albums. Black Flag and stuff like that.
Okay, before I ask the next question, are you a vegan?
I am not a vegan.
Okay, good. I can ask the next question.
I don't eat meat, but I'm not
okay,
a vegan. But I do eat the fishes.
Okay, and the dairy. So what's
and
your
dairy,
favorite
yeah.
flavor of ice cream?
Oh, I love ice cream. I love all forms of ice cream. My favorite flavor of ice cream, that depends where you are, but I kind of like mint chip, and I like all gelatos, and I always get different flavors. And I like pinkberry. Are you guys into pinkberry?
We're gonna get one. It's a frozen yogurt
yes,
place
I
with
think
fruit.
We're getting one soon.
Yeah, we're getting. It's coming soon. Yeah,
I just watched this video.
Pinkberry is pretty badass. They have it downtown San Diego.
Oh,
I saw it. Yeah, it's. Oh wait, no, maybe not. That's coming. I heard it's coming.
Coming soon. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that being said, Ben and Jerry's likes to put names like Dave Matthews. Willie Nelson has an ice cream now. If Monsters Are Waiting had an ice cream, what would you ask them to put into it?
What would we put in it? Sour jelly beans. And, sour jelly beans and maybe, strawberries.
With vanilla ice cream?
Yeah, vanilla ice cream.
What about pizza? What do you like on your pizza?
Pizza? We always get pizza with pineapple on it, and they always give us shit. But we always get shit for it, especially in New York, but yeah.
So you guys are all friends that got together to write music. Were you in a band before this one?
Yeah, I was in a band called Campfire Girls.
So how's this band and this experience been different for you from previous experience?
It's been a lot more fun and a lot less traumatic. Yeah, that was a pretty... It was always very volatile in Campfire Girls.
Yeah, what was the first song that you learned to play or that you performed live?
The first song I probably learned to play was like a Nirvana song. Because at the time when I started playing bass, I basically just tried to play to things where it was kind of simple and I could hear the bass line. So those songs all to me had like simple bass lines, parts, and I could figure them out.
Are there any bass players you really look up to and respect or kind of would like to emulate if you could?
Probably, I mean, my biggest influence was Eric Avery from Jane's Addiction just because he actually became a friend of mine, so he was just sort of a big influence in me playing the bass, and I liked his bass lines, and I liked kind of where he... The bass, the stuff he was referencing was all, to me, was kind of like Joy Division and, you know, stuff that had cool bass lines as sort of like parts, you know, actual like songs based around the bass line.
So in your writing, do you ever try to do that? Do you ever try to like say, oh, hey, I've got a great bass line and let's build a song around it? Or does it usually end up starting out with like melodies, things like that?
It's always kind of different, you know? But yeah, some of our songs, like Ha Ha, was kind of like that. It was based around like a bass line. And, you know, we try to really do stuff as natural as possible. Just like we'll play and you know, songs that seem like they come out good are always the ones that kind of come easy and kind of write themselves, you know. If we're working on something for a really long time, we usually end up just like scrapping it because it's moving on to something that feels right, you know.
And what's next now that the tour is going to be concluded in a couple hours?
We are, I'm going to try and like get a month's worth of sleep this week, and then we're going to, we're just going to write and record, and, you know, we kind of are always writing and recording to some degree, and, you know, we have about half of an album done right now, like recorded and actually almost mixed as well. We just have been sort of doing stuff as we can, and so we're gonna finish an album and figure out what labels to, you know, get to put it out, and you know, we're very like, I don't know, the way the music industry has changed so much, it's like we've really just wanted to be in a position where we're doing everything ourselves more or less, and so we're free to do whatever the hell we want, and we're gonna basically, yeah, just keep writing songs and doing what we've been doing, and you know, do it all again.
Cool. Yes. Will you please give us your best pirate impression?
Arr.
Thanks.